autism. According to the World Health Organization, it affects 1 in 100 children. On a national scale, this amounts to 400,000 sick people, which is still not a full number. This brain development disorder also affects parents, guardians, and siblings, which means that autism, which we are talking about today, affects up to 3 million people. What is autism? What is it characterized by? What are the symptoms and how is it treated? Autism, by definition, is a generalized developmental disorder in the early childhood period, characterized by impaired social interaction, communication deficits, limited or persistent behavior and interests, particularly in objects in the immediate vicinity. Autism is diagnosed 4 times more often in boys than in girls. The first symptoms appear before the age of 3, although some children may experience symptoms from birth. There are different types of autism depending on symptoms, ability to function, and adapt to life in society. Autism can be divided into 2 types, childhood and atypical. Childhood autism is characterized by the fact that in the first months of life, a child does not make eye contact with other people, does not show expression, does not smile, or reacts poorly to noise. In the preschool period, a child noticeably lacks willingness to contacts with peers, rejecting others, avoiding touching and playing, and having difficulty in understanding basic social principles. Speech development is delayed and is often distorted because third-person speaking occurs. The child is often angry, aggressive, and oversensitive to touch and sounds. Are there any causes for childhood autism? So far, no specific cause for the disorder has been identified. There is more and more talk about genetic background and mutation of certain genes. In addition, it was found that factors contributing to the development of childhood autism are perinatal problems such as low birth weight, hypoxia, umbilical cord defects, or serological conflict. It is also believed that the advanced age of the mother and father plays an important role. So, what is the other form of autism? Atypical autism is characterized by the fact that the child does not meet all the diagnostic criteria for childhood autism, and the first symptoms appear after the age of 3. People with this disorder have difficulties in school and in functioning in all spheres of everyday life. The cause, as in the previous type of autism, is unknown. There is not one gene or set of genes that is entirely responsible for the occurrence of atypical autism. As for the symptoms, they are confusingly similar to childhood autism. How is atypical autism diagnosed? In case of suspicion or anxiety related to non-standard development of the child, it is worth contacting the pediatrician, checking the list of milestones in the child's social development. Diagnoses do not appear immediately and are usually spread over 2 or 3 meetings. Autism diagnosis is divided into 2 stages. The first is a child development test, where a specialist carries out a test to determine if there have been any abnormalities in the child's development. Parents are asked a number of questions about their child's development, such as how they do at school or how they behave. Additional screening tests are ordered when there is a suspicion that a baby is at high risk of development disorders due to a genetic condition, premature birth, or low birth weight. The second stage is a comprehensive child assessment that includes the child's behavior and an interview with the parents. The assessment is usually made by neuroscientists, developmental pediatricians, and child psychologists who have a thorough understanding of the human mind. Behaviors that should raise the alarm in the first months of life are: at 6 months of a child's life, it does not smile at people in the environment, does not show expression. At 9 months, the child does not smile back, does not respond to the sounds made by the parent. At 12 months, no babbling or reaction to its name. Autism therapy is highly individual. It all depends on consulting a doctor and specialists who will select appropriate treatment. It is good to find a doctor who, with empathy and commitment, will be able to reassure parents and watch over their child's progress. Help can be found in associations, foundations, or psychological and pedagogical counseling centers. A number of specialists are involved in working with such children who support the child's developmental and capabilities at the highest possible level. You can't really grow out of autism. You can only learn to live with it. The sooner the diagnosis is made and the doctors introduce appropriate therapy, the greater the chance of improvement. People with autism who enter adult life often cope independently, work, start families, live among us. They are distinguished by their unconventional way of thinking and creativity. It is all related to the level of autism spectrum. It happens that these people may be deeply disturbed, have speech problems, and require constant care. It happens, however, that people with autism are undiagnosed and seek counseling in adulthood. Public awareness continues to increase and science makes progress. Someday we may find out the specific cause of disorders and we will be able to successfully protect children from difficulties. In Poland, the largest foundation dedicated to helping people with autism is Synapsis Foundation, which provides professional help and support to children and adults with autism and their families. It offers various services, including diagnosis and consultation, so that parents can find best possible advice. Interestingly, the World Autism Awareness Day has also been established. It falls on April the 2nd and was established in 2007 by the United Nations General Assembly to raise public awareness and promote knowledge about autism. Blue is a symbol of solidarity with autistic people, so in order to support and show that we are all equal in Poland, buildings such as the Palace of Culture and Science, the Śląsko-Dąbrowski Bridge, and the building of the Warsaw Stock Exchange have been lit in blue. Silent hours are being introduced more and more often. They consist in setting specific days and times during which facilitations for autistic people are introduced. Customers are informed about the changes by broadcasting a message on the radio or placing visible stickers at entrances to stores. Activities performed during a set time are reducing intensity of noise and light, thanks to which people with autism spectrum will feel more comfortable and more willing to go shopping. Besides, it is a great help to create a map of the facility, which will take into account the conditions in the store. Marking cool places or places with intense odors can facilitate navigation in the store and help avoid situations where customers may experience discomfort. An interesting phenomenon in autism is echolalia. There are two types, immediate and delayed echolalia. Immediate echolalia consists in repeating an utterance immediately after hearing it, while delayed echolalia consists in repeating words or sentences with a delay. What's more, sentences can be repeated even after years. Echolalia is a communication disorder, which is an important indication for teachers and carers of people with autism. Sometimes when talking to someone with autism, we may not know how to respond to a certain type of communication. We need to understand that people with autism spectrum are constantly frustrated with the difficulty of communicating a specific request or information to another person. It is important to approach the conversation calmly and patiently, get to the bottom. If we remain calm and restrain our nerves, we can understand the needs of our interlocutor much better. Careful observation and listening in everyday situations will allow us to notice and perhaps better understand echolalia. People with autism spectrum experience many things differently, are more sensitive and prone to hypersensitivity to light and sound. But they are still wonderful and valuable people who want to be happy, have their families, and have good jobs. Perhaps when medicine takes it one step further, we will get to know the pattern of action or the cause of autism better. We are already wiser nowadays, with a lot of research and facts, so in future we may be able to prevent autism at an early stage. And now some words to repeat. Disorder, zaburzenie. Vicinity, bliskość, sąsiedztwo czegoś. Babbling, gaworzenie. Commitment, zaangażowanie. Sticker, naklejka.